This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you can be as well if you want to play the Harris Challenge and you haven't in the last 30 days. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on many cell phones, star KTRS will get you in here. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by one of the best bands in town, the Well Hungarians, who play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge. And they also play every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge there, and amazing food. And in a few minutes, I'll tell you about their plans for New Year's Eve and how you can get tickets to see them to close out 2014. TheWellHungarians.net is the website, or you can download their app for your iPhone or Android phone. Let's go right to our first contestant for the challenge today. Cortland, welcome to the Big 550.
Oh, Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
If anybody's looking for minister, a little bit of center for their marriage, they can call Brother Fabric, 636-541.
Cortland, are we on a speakerphone?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
How about give the plug again so people can hear it this time?
I'm going to give you the 5 seconds again so you can give that plug. Go ahead.
Oh. If anybody's looking for a minister to marry them, a little bit off-center, a little bit off-kilter, they can call Brother Maverick at 636-541-1398.
How far off-center are we talking about?
Oh, kind of depends. I take it on a case-by-case basis, but I've refused anyone so far.
All right. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, and we'll see which questions and categories come spilling out. We know the first one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two is not a good week. And category three, with the World Series going on, baseball slang. Which one would you like?
Oh, I'm going to get reamed for this, but let's try baseball slang.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to ask you 5 questions in a minute, and in that minute, you get as many points as you can, up to 15 total. You don't have to get them all, though. If you get at least half, which would really be 8 points or more, since I don't award half points along the way, but 8 points or more makes you a winner, and when you win, you get a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yeah!
Whoops. Right, Paul.
Sorry, my microphone was off there. I started yelling, and nothing was happening. But we do have
That's not the first time that's happened on this show.
I know. We do have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. And from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have movie passes, which you may want to choose. John Wick.
Yeah, that's the new one. Colin says it'll be the blockbuster this weekend with Keanu Reeves.
Or The Judge, which you liked, right?
Yeah, Robert Duvall and Robert Downey Jr.
How about a free bowling party? Oh!
Damn slit again!
We have 1 hour of bowling and shoe rental for up to 6 people per lane and a 1 large, 1-topping pizza from the Brickhouse Pizza Company. It's available at Crest Bowl in Florissant or Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton.
Ian, as our resident bowler, what would be the most annoying split that you can get?
Besides, a 7-10. Yeah, 7-10 is almost impossible.
Yeah.
So you get your choice of those prizes if you win, Cortland. And if you get all 15 points, we call it a clean sweep, and you get all the prizes. A package valued at well over
$1 million.
Of course, there is the downside to the Harris Challenge, which is not getting to 8. 7 points or less means I will have to punish you. The category you've chosen here is baseball slang. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What position are you playing if you're referred to as the backstop?
Oh... catcher.
Correct. What is a ribby?
Run batted in.
Correct. What is the count before the pitcher delivers the payoff pitch?
3-2.
Correct. What is a snow cone?
Oh, half.
If a player has gotten the collar, what has he done?
smaller half.
Back to the four-pointer. What is a snow cone?
Caught a wild pitch.
No, it's a ball that hangs out of the end of the glove when caught. Five-pointer, if a player has gotten the collar, what has he done?
A barehanded catch.
No, a player has gotten the collar, has gone through the whole game without getting a single hit.
An ofer.
An ofer is getting a collar. That's right.
Gotcha.
So, Cortland, you got the one, the two, and the three, and then things fell apart, so you only got a total of 6 points. I hate to start punishing somebody, but here we're going to flashback to a man who had quite a career on television as TV's Ted Baxter, and then later on, the legendary Judge Smales from the movie Caddyshack. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mr. Ted Knight.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Boom, put the bomb in the bomb, bomb, bomb. Boom, put the ram in the ram, a lam, a ding dong. Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dit in the dit, 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 dot? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Okay. Here's what I love about that. He starts out trying to keep up with the music, and then after a while goes, screw it, I'm just going to talk.
Yeah, I'm going to be Ted Baxter.
Hey, you stopped the music. Put it back on. It was pretty good.
Oh, man.
I have a feeling we may revisit it, Cortland, but perhaps with somebody else. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too.
Here's contestant number two. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Paul. I am in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I hope my iPhone 4S 16 gig running iOS 8.1 serves me well for the next.
Turn off that background app refresh, though.
No, I've got 8.1. It's okay.
Oh, it's going okay? Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Not a good week, or our new third category, 81 to 99?
Oh, let's see if I've been paying attention.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did Jason Robards play legendary newspaper editor Ben Bradley, who died this week in 93?
It was about the Washington Post. The President's Man, was it?
That's correct.
Oh, okay, good.
Despite the U.S. spending $7.6 billion on anti-narcotics efforts, in what country is poppy production at an all-time high?
India.
Afghanistan. Which celebrity's plastic surgery made news this week? Nicole Kidman, Renee Zellweger, or Kim Kardashian?
Oh, Renee Zellweger.
Correct. Which European monarch sent her first tweet this week?
The Queen of England.
Correct. In what state was a woman extracted from a chimney after trying to break into a house? California, Florida, or Colorado?
Well, weird stuff happens in Colorado all the time. I'll give it to Colorado.
If you're going to go with the weird happening state, it would be Florida. But if you're going to go with the correct answer, it would be California. By the way, I mentioned Kim Kardashian. I just want to point this out because I saw it on Facebook this morning. More Americans have been married to Kim Kardashian than have died from Ebola. Just to keep things in perspective here. Let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four, and you squeaked by with 8 points and a win. Congratulations,
hey.
Scott. Nicely done for you and
Thank
your phone.
You. Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's our third contestant. Hello, Nate.
Hey, I'm Eamon PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Nothing much to say. I'm just wondering when will it be not too soon for Ebola jokes.
Never.
Okay.
On this show, I don't think it's ever too soon for any kind of joke. What category would you like? We have not a good week. 81 to 99, or our new third category, no, really, have you been paying attention?
Let's try not a good week.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Nate. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What city is home to America's newest Ebola patient?
New York.
Correct. Where did Dominic Adesanya have a bad encounter with two police dogs this week?
Washington, D.C.?
More specific.
The White House.
Correct. Which former Mizzou star made news when he was waived by the Dallas Cowboys this week?
Michael Sam.
Correct. Philip Goodwin is suspected in a string of St. Louis area gas station robberies. Which local politician is his father?
Oh, pass.
In Petaluma, California, Benjamin Hawkins was arrested this week for stealing 500 of what? Car batteries, women's panties, or iPhone 6s?
Women's panties?
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. Philip Goodwin, suspected in a string of St. Louis area gas station robberies. Which local politician is his father?
Oh, man. It's on the... Probably going to not get this one. Yeah, I'm not going to get this one.
St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley is the proud father there. But, yeah. Nate, even without that, you got the rest for 11 points and the win. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in contestant number four. Hello, Stan.
Hello. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I grew up in Troy, Illinois. I wanted to say hey to all of my alum back there. And that's about it.
Okay. Two categories left. We have 81 to 99. Or, no, really, have you been paying attention?
About 81 to 99.
Okay, these are things that happened between 1981 and 1999. 60 seconds on the clock, Stan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Within 2 years, when was Viagra first introduced?
93.
98. Within 2 years, when did cell phones make their first appearance?
84.
It was 83, so you get the points. Within 2 years, when did space shuttle astronauts make the first untethered spacewalk?
That would be 82.
It was 84, you get the points. Within 2 years, when did Prozac first become available by prescription?
91.
It was 87. Within 2 years, when was the Hubble Space Telescope launched into orbit?
94.
Oh, it was 1990. You had to be within two, and you got it within four. So you got the two-pointer and the three-pointer. That's only 5 points, Stan. I'm sorry to say, Ted Knight has to punish you as well.
Yeah. My baby heard. Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, bum. Every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing, she said we'd never have to part.
Okay. As we've learned so many times, if you're a celebrity and you're going to do a recording like this, the chorus doesn't help. Having the professional singers come in, they don't make you sound better. They make you sound worse.
Yes.
But it was worth every measure.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Stan. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Here's our final contestant. Hello, Mark.
How you doing today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to take a second to say hi to Charlotte and Luke.
Okay. Are these random people you know?
No. Good people. Pretty special to me.
Okay, good. The category left on the board here is, no, really, have you been paying attention? Let's find out, Mark. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which hit song by Lorde has been banned by two San Francisco radio stations? Correct. What, for 1 point each, name the two vice presidents that Ron Klain was chief of staff for before being named Ebola czar by President Obama this week?
Both of the Bushes.
Biden and Gore. What did a funeral home in Saginaw, Michigan begin offering this week? A, a drive-through window for mourners. B, personalized rap songs for the departed. Or C, a free burial suit with purchase of a casket?
Drive-through.
Correct. Which retail chain pulled Breaking Bad action figures off its shelves this week after customer complaints?
Toys R Us.
Correct. For the five-pointer now, which world leader hid in a closet this week when a gunman stormed Parliament?
The Prime Minister of England.
It was Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper when the gunman went the little nuts in Ottawa yesterday. But you didn't need that because you got the 4, the 3, and the 1 for a total of 8. And you are a winner, Mark. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge. You can play live here on the radio or catch the podcasts available on my website, harrisonline.com, or go to the Paul Harris page of KTRS.com.